This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said Wednesday that the Taliban appear to have the strategic momentum in their sweeping offensive across Afghanistan, but their victory is far from assured. Speaking at the Pentagon, Milley said the Taliban fighters had made gains in recent weeks, but that Afghan security forces are giving up district centers in order to consolidate their forces because they're taking an approach to protect the population. Militants now control about half of Afghanistan's roughly 400 districts, but none of the country's densely populated main cities. The Taliban are surging across Afghanistan, snapping up territory with the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign troops nearly complete. At least 25 people are dead in China's central Henan province after massive floods triggered by several days of heavy rain. Rains washed out streets throughout the provincial capital, Zhengzhou, forcing stranded motorists to wade through waist-deep waters that submerge cars. The floods have also washed out the city's subway system. Authorities have evacuated some 200,000 people to safe zones. Weather forecasters are predicting 3 more days of rain for the region. Hundreds of workers fled businesses in northern Haiti Wednesday after demonstrations near the hometown of assassinated President Jovenel Moise grew violent ahead of his funeral Friday. These were the first violent demonstrations since Moise was shot and killed at his home just outside Port-au-Prince on July the 7th. For more news, as always, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United States and Germany have launched, or rather reached, a deal that will allow the completion of a controversial Russian gas pipeline to Europe without the imposition of further U.S. sanctions. The two governments announced the agreement in a joint statement, and it was immediately assailed by members of Congress opposed to the Nord Stream 2 project. The deal is intended to address U.S. and Eastern and Central European concerns about Russia using the pipeline as a political weapon. Both sides committed to imposing sanctions on Russia, including potentially shutting down the pipeline if Russia does that. The White House made that the World Health Organization says new infections with the coronavirus are inevitable at the Olympics and Paralympics in Japan. In Tokyo, WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Tokyo and Olympic organizers have done their best to make the games safe. He predicted more than 100,000 deaths worldwide from the virus before the Olympic flame goes out in Tokyo next month. First Lady Joe Biden is leading the U.S. delegation to the Olympic Games in Tokyo, where the new COVID-19 infections just hit a 6-month high. She arrived in Alaska Wednesday, expected to greet military families there, promotes COVID-19 vaccinations, arriving in Tokyo Thursday, and will have dinner with the Prime Minister and Emperor on Friday before attending the Olympic opening ceremonies on Friday. Colombia police said Wednesday they had arrested 70 people following fresh anti-government protests that mobilized thousands countrywide the previous day and left dozens injured. Government claims armed groups had infiltrated the protests, which were described as largely being peaceful. And a 22-year-old British man under arrest for an alleged Twitter hack in July of last year, the Justice Department says Joseph O'Connor, arrested in Spain Wednesday. O'Connor allegedly participated in hijacking of more than 130 verified accounts, including those of SpaceX, Elon Musk, former President Barack Obama, and current President Joe Biden, to ask for bitcoins. For more news, please join us on our website. That is voanews.com. Also, additional information on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.